Classic Hits, K-Wing 106, Prince with When Doves Cry. And, you know, once a month, we get a very special guest joining us to talk about different things in the music industry. It is the one and only Mike Arturi. He is the founder of Universal Music Center and also the drummer of Love and Spoonful. He is joining us on the phone this morning. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm great. Thank you. Ava, how are you?
I am doing fantastic. We're already at Wednesday.
Yeah, that's good news.
It is good news for sure. And hey, you know, we talked a little bit about what we're going to have for our conversation today. And it sounds like you have some good news as well, because there is potential opportunity in hard times.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, I want to start off by saying I don't know that I have a lot of answers, but I have ideas, and I see some kinds of lights at the end of tunnels, if you will. So that's what I kind of wanted to present, you know, just a way to think about things. You know, if we thought about industries that are flourishing as a result of this, you know, and I can name one, you know, that's really obvious, which is plexiglass. Every store you go in, you know, so I'm sure, you know, the plexiglass industry is selling a lot, you know, and there's others, you know, that you can think of, you know, that are have risen as a result of the needs. So, you know, in music, I was thinking about this, and you know, I personally have taken a giant hit, you know, and all the live stuff that I do getting canceled or postponed, you know. So that was it hasn't been easy, but I'm hoping, you know, that one day it'll come back. But as it goes, I don't see it coming back quickly, you know, and I don't know when it might be back to or ever, you know, which is really mind-boggling if you think of, you know,
the no repercussions that, yeah, you
well,
know,
you know
how
maybe
long.
Going to a movie, you know, or even, you know, not even going into a club, you know, or you know, and with those Spoonful, we play in theaters, you know, and and showrooms and casinos and things like that. And these are all enclosed, you know, venues with seats in them, you know.
So,
and I can't see how they would, what do you do about that? You know, do you only sell a quarter of the tickets so you could have all this space in between people? You know, that's not going to work, you know, because you just can't cover the expense of staging the concert, you know? So, you know, this live streaming is becoming a huge thing, you know, and that's definitely a place where, you know, where I think there's going to be a big surge in usage and figuring out ways to present entertainment, you know, through live streaming. So, you know, I was talking with a former student the other day that came over to see me, and we were talking about some things, you know, and I was saying to him, he's 21 years old, you know, and he's trying to figure out his career, you know, and what is he going to do? He's a great musician, and he's achieved some good success, you know, at this young age that he's at, you know, but, you know, what's the plan? So I was telling him, you know, you got to look into the future and see what, you know, what's going to be important, you know, what's going to be used, you know, what is going to be, you know, where are things going, you know, and look 5 years ahead, you know, and start acquiring those skills, you know, that you think, you know, might be utilized in a 5 year. If you look 10 years ahead, it's too far, you know, but 5 years is kind of, you know, kind of something that's, you know, that might be manageable. So this live streaming thing is something, you know, just the concept of social distancing should present some ideas, you know, on how to do some things, you know, like what do you do? How can you stage some shows, you know, that incorporate this? I have a friend in Chicago, who's doing concerts in parking lots now.
Okay.
And
so
he's playing live in a parking lot, and people drive by or they stand across the street or whatever, you know, and he's out there, you know, and he had a great original idea, you know. So that's something. You know, in my own case, I was doing a lot of social emotional arts learning programs in schools. I was working with a lot of homeless kids, you know, and highly mobile populations and things in various schools all around the cities and the state. And all those dried up, you know, all those went away. So I did a couple of video series of programs just in short videos, you know, that they went and used and showed the students, you know. So I condensed the whole experience into a shorter amount of time that they could play the video, stop it, try the exercise that I'm suggesting, turn the video back on again. So it made me think about, you know, trying to do something like creating custom content, you know, for schools, you know, because what I do with those is I aim them toward specific outcomes. You know, for instance, if they want the students to get along better, I'll use drum circle facilitation techniques to address those types of outcomes. So I'm trying to think about a way maybe to put a concept like that together. But that's something I never even considered, you know, but it came into my mind, you know, as a result of, you know, just needing to recreate the wheel, you know. So it's not, you know, it's bleak, you know, and we're wondering, like, when are we ever going to get back, you know, and they talk about this new normal, you know, and all that. But there might be a new normal, you know.
Exactly.
I mean, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so start now, you know, start now trying to, you know, just embrace it, you know, instead of, you know, pining, you know, about the good old days of, you know, 6 weeks ago. You know, start just face it and see what you can figure out, you know, and there are opportunities and there are ways and there's a lot of creative minds out there, you know, and it's all up to the individual.
Exactly. Yep. Now's a good time to be creative and also try and think of how you can use the internet to get your message out, which is fantastic and a great reminder. So, Mike, we really appreciate talking with you once a month live, and then we always have our UMC Minute with Mike at 7:45 on Fridays. So, Mike, we'll be talking with you again next month.
Well, thank you. I'm very grateful for all of it, and I really appreciate you and all my friends out there, and thank you so much.